It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena, Mayor Phil Goff, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm good. Yeah, I'm not quite in the Christmas spirit yet, though. I saw the Pūtikawa tree down at our batch on the weekend, and just a glorious bloom, and I thought, wow, you know, it is that time of the year. Last night, certainly, wow, I think when I drove in this morning at 6 o'clock, it was already about 20 degrees. So, yep, we're starting to get that summer weather as well.
It really is starting to feel like summer. I do want to talk a little bit about summer in Tāmaki Makaurau in a minute, but let's start with talking about the recovery budget for Auckland, which has been announced. This is sort of a 10-year budget, and one thing that people have been, I guess, talking about a lot in the media is the possibility of a one-off 5% rates increase. Now, what's this going to actually mean, and is it going to happen, or is it just a proposal at this stage?
It's a proposal, and what happens now is that it needs to be adopted, I think, tomorrow by our Finance and Performance Committee and then the governing body, and then it goes out to consultation for about a month from the end of February to the end of March. And, you know, I guess there's a whole lot of stuff in it. What we've tried to do through extending our debt-to-revenue ratio for borrowing, which we've negotiated through with our credit rating agency, so we can borrow a little more without the risk of a downgrading of our credit, and a one-off 5% before we return to 3.5% the following year, what that actually together enables us to do is put another $900 million worth of capital investment into our infrastructure in the first 3 years. Why is that important? Firstly, because this is the recovery period and this is designed to be a recovery budget. So we want to stimulate the economy, we want to create the jobs, we want to get things moving again as we come out of COVID-19. But just as importantly, of course, you know, these projects are projects that enable housing development to happen. They're projects that strengthen our transport system, that protect our environment. And what better time to do that than when the economy is still in recession because of COVID-19?
So
we can put that extra effort in, stimulate the economy, and create long-term assets.
So what might a 5% rates increase, one-off rates increase, actually look like in a day-to-day way for people? Who's this going to affect?
Well, in terms of what the 5% over the planned 3.5% does is for the average ratepayer in a home worth $1 million, it means another $38 a year in rates on top of the normal rate increase, which I think from memory, I just haven't got in front of me at the moment, it's about 127 plus a few things like waste levy, etc. It's... You know, look, I understand for a lot of Aucklanders it won't make much difference. For some Aucklanders who are in really tight conditions, that's never a welcome increase. And we've kept it as low as possible for that reason. I suppose compared to Wellington, which is, you know, talking about a rate increase of 23%, it looks reasonably modest. But we need to do this largely because, you know, we've lost $1 billion because of COVID-19 over the 4 years. Things that would normally, you know, the $60 million that we'd normally be getting a year from the airport is reduced to zero. And when you lose income like that, you either cut your services, you stop building new infrastructure, and neither of those things are desirable. And we've worked in the opposite direction to an austerity budget while still keeping really tight. We've still taken the cuts in council, you know, fewer staff, you know, constraints on salary, anything that's nice to have but not really important, that's put to one side. So what we've tried to do is get balance, to get an economy that will, to get a budget that helps the recovery of the economy, that gets the infrastructure bill done, that continues to deliver the things, you know, all of the services we provide, whether it's libraries, playgrounds, you know, parks, sports fields and all of those things. All of that's necessary. Nobody wants to see you know, a city that goes backwards because we're not investing in maintaining the basic things that we need as a community.
Now, I'm sure we're going to touch base on this again in coming weeks, but I know we have to jump off the line a little bit early this morning so you can head off elsewhere. So let's just move quickly into talking a little bit about summer, because as you said, it's starting to get hotter. People are thinking about their holidays, and actually it's only really 2 weeks away for a lot of people that they will be on a break. We have got, you know, these underlying and ongoing issues in Tamaki Makaurau of our Kauri dieback sort of situation out west, and we also have our big beautiful beaches. What is the council doing to make sure that that those environmental resources are going to be protected across this summer season, because that's when people get out and use them the most?
Yeah, well, with Kauri dieback, in the last long-term plan, we increased the 10-year budget from $3 million to $100 million because we don't want to lose our iconic kauri trees. And you're starting to see the results of some of that work. Just in the last couple of weeks, we've opened 11 more tracks in the Waitakere ranges. These are tracks that are designed so that you don't convey mud from place to place, that you don't run the risk of spreading kauri dieback disease. And those 11 additional tracks are on top of the 33 track upgrades that we'd completed earlier this year. So I think there's a total of about 61 kilometres of tracks that have been made safe to stop the prevention of kauri dieback. We're building, of course, all of the hygiene stations there, and just urge people, to keep to the upgraded tracks, to use the hygiene stations, to make sure their footwear and equipment is clean before leaving home. All of those things are important. Beaches, just as we have in the past, obviously really important that people follow the Safe Swim app to find out the condition of beaches. But as you'll be aware, and I think we've talked about before, we've brought forward by 20 years the program to clean up the beaches to stop the stormwater going into the wastewater and the wastewater going onto our beaches. So making good progress there, and in this latest budget, looking to move out from the Western Isthmus, which was one of the worst areas for wastewater overflows, and move on to areas like Hobson Bay, like the Manukau Harbour. A lot of work that needs to be done there. The other thing I've got to remind people, of course, about summer, still be careful with the water conservation.
Yep.
Next Monday, we ease the restrictions so you can use your hoses again. We're holding up at about 72% of the lake's storage capacity. And, we've put a heck of a lot of money into making sure that we don't run short of water this summer. And I'm reasonably confident that we won't. But Aucklanders, if they keep up the magnificent conservation efforts they've made, saving 7 billion litres since May, and we've got the extra supply, we'll get through the summer. But just use your water cautiously, carefully, conserve. It saves you money, and it helps the city.
Excellent. Well, that might be all we have time for this morning, Mayor Phil Goff. But thank you very much. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Good to talk to you, Rachel. All the best.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff. Yep.